Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, April 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. A big win on so many levels for the Milwaukee Brewers. Open up a road trip by beating the St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium 5-3 in 12 innings. They came from behind 3-0 after Michael Wacha pitched six scoreless innings. Meanwhile, Giovanni Gallardo gave up solo home runs to Matt Holliday and to Alan Craig, but the Brewers rallied to get it even. And in the 12th, Chris Davis, who had struck out four times previously, delivered the go-ahead RBI triple.
No doubt I still wanted to be in that situation with 4Ks. You know, that's the way you got to approach it. If I didn't want to be up there, the result would have been a completely different outcome.
Mark Reynolds drives in Davis with a sacrifice fly that made a winner of Zach Duke with two scoreless innings of relief. He's 2-0. Francisco Rodriguez was saved number 12 in as many opportunities. Reynolds says the bullpen has been amazing.
It's just a matter of time before we push across the run. We know they're going to keep us in it. I mean, it's almost, they're making it hard on themselves now because it's expected, you know? It's like they give up a run, you're like, dude, what?
Indeed. Brewers now 19-7. They set a franchise record. Most wins ever in the month of April. And they're also now up 5.5 games on Mike Matheny's Cardinals.
This is it's tough. It's one as we've had this year for sure. It's not very often do we get a 3-run lead at all. Here recently, and then not to be able to hold on to it and having a couple other chances that it's a tough one.
Yeah, Cardinals had beaten the Brewers 2 out of 3 at Miller Park earlier this season. Milwaukee now 10-1 on the road, but the game may have been costly. Already playing without Gene Segura with his head injury from the weekend when he got hit by Ryan Braun taking a practice swing. Braun out with an oblique strain, and Aramis Ramirez had to leave the game after he got hit in the left elbow. Tried to play on, but left in the 7th inning. His status is day-to-day. Brewers will send Kyle Loesch against Lance Lynn in game 2 of the series Tuesday night at Busch Stadium. Elsewhere in the National League, Padres beat the Giants 6-4. Rockies over the Diamondbacks 8-5. Troy Tulowitzki with a home run and a pair of doubles. Tulowitzki says a hot bat just happens sometimes.
This game's way too hard to feel anything come. You're just battling every day trying to get better, so you never feel hot streaks. You just come, you know, every day's a new day and you try to, you know, get better every day.
Cubs and Reds were postponed by rain in Cincinnati in the American League. Oakland shut out Texas 4-0. Sonny Gray beating Yu Darvish by pitching a complete game 3-hitter. Survived a shaky first inning and rolled from there.
I think the double play in the first inning with Prince Fielder was obviously really big to get out of that inning. I don't think I've got out on the first inning all year without throwing under 20 pitches. So that was, it was nice to walk up the field and, you know, somewhat of a 1-2-3 first inning.
White Sox beat the Rays 7-3. Jose Abreu with his league-leading 32nd RBI. And the Angels over the Indians 6-3. Minor League Baseball, Timber Rattlers, Burlington postponed by rain. They'll try and play a doubleheader Tuesday night at Fox City Stadium beginning at 5:05. To the NBA playoffs, where the Miami Heat finished off the Charlotte Bobcats in a 4-game sweep, winning 109-98. LeBron James had 31 points. And head coach Eric Spoelstra says, my team will enjoy the rest.
I'm sure our guys will love it. But the most important thing is that you have a chance to move on. Nothing's guaranteed. Look, some people that are cynical might look at this 2-7 matchup and say, oh, we're supposed to win 4-0. But it's not working that way in this league.
Just ask the top-seeded Indiana Pacers. They're down 3-2, losing at home to the Atlanta Hawks 107-97. Don't be fooled by the score. Hawks were up by as many as 30 after a 41-point second quarter. Shelvin Mack led with 20. Paul Millsap added 18. Hawks up 3-2, but Millsap knows they need one more.
Well, pretty good confidence, you know, but we know they're going to come out, you know, guns blazing next game. So, can't get rattled, you know, come on, just do our jobs, see what happens.
San Antonio Spurs win in Dallas 93-89. Manu Ginobili with 22. Tim Duncan and the Spurs now even at 2 games apiece.
Still some things we can clean up. They were still very good on the offensive glass, and we still turned the ball over a little too much, but other than that, we were good.
Tuesday night will feature Game 5 between Golden State and the Los Angeles Clippers, embroiled in controversy. NBA has a news conference scheduled Tuesday afternoon to discuss the Sterling case. There was a report that had racist remarks attributed to the Clippers owner. Additional details will be announced at that time. Meanwhile, L.A. coach Doc Rivers has no idea what to expect when they return home for Game 5.
You know, we're going home now, and usually that would mean we're going to our safe haven. And I don't even know if that's true. to be honest.
And the NBA lost a great one. Dr. Jack Ramsey passing away at the age of 89 after a long bout with cancer. Passed away in Florida in his sleep. Coached 21 seasons in the NBA. Led the Blazers to the NBA championship. Was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame in 1992. In college basketball, the University of Missouri has a new head coach. He is Kim Anderson, who comes to Columbia from Division II Central Missouri, which won the NCAA D2 National Championship. He's a Mizzou alum, former Tigers player. He replaces Frank Haith, who left for Tulsa University. To the National Hockey League playoffs, the Pittsburgh Penguins closed out the Columbus Blue Jackets in six games, winning 4-3. Evgeny Malkin with a hat trick gave the Penguins a 4-0 lead, but the Columbus Blue Jackets rallied for three third period goals to make it tight. But Penguins' Matt Niskanen says we found a way to hang on.
Part of it is us just kind of back on our heels, and part of it's them starting to take chances and throw everything at the net and have people there. And all of a sudden they have two, and it did really start snowballing. So once they got the third one, I thought we did a really good job of buckling down.
Minnesota Wild beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-2. Zach Parise, a couple of goals, two assists. That series is now tied at three games apiece. Parise says it was a great finish for us.
It was another tough one going in, going to the third period in a game we need to win tied. There was a lot on the line for us, and I thought for the most part we played a pretty solid game and dictated a lot of the play.
And the Los Angeles Kings once trailed San Jose 3-0, but now that series is even. A 4-1 victory. Three goals in the third. Justin Williams had two. How did this series turn around?
I don't know. I think our attitude just changed within the last three games. You know, your backs are against the wall. It's win or go home. So we have a lot of character, and we stepped up so far. We need to continue.
Football news. Green Bay Packers have released running back Orwin Smith. He was a practice squatter, but because of injury, was activated for the final seven games last year. Packers also reportedly are going to get a visit from Pittsburgh quarterback Tom Savage. General manager Ted Thompson will hold his pre-draft news conference on Thursday. Seattle Seahawks have locked up safety Earl Thomas with a four-year, $40 million contract extension. The St. Louis Rams have exercised a fifth-year option for defensive end Robert Quinn, who set a Rams franchise record with 19 sacks last year. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.